Yes, yebazibwenyo.
Praise Jesus much.
Yena must webaze katona nengaruzo.
Move on to thank God with your hand clap.
Oriwade mbote kakakalu.
You're free to put on an applause.
Omugabe mukama webale kundeta.
God, thank you for bringing me. Thank you for leading me. I would not been able.
And
who am I that you've enabled? They come sit in the council of your word. I understand that I go declare them to others. That I can save my life and of others. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father, powerful the heaven. Thank you, Jesus Christ. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you for armies of angels.
Those
who serve us always. Day and night.
We
sought for many days. And you searched for us in these good seasons. Lord, we have not guided ourselves to reach in these seasons. As we hear you go. But it is you. You alone, Father Almighty.
Yes,
it's you alone, good Jesus. You spoke and you said, it's not you who search for me, but it's
me
who seek for you. Lord is good. He has gathered us. You can sit, feel the peace of Jesus. And you must prepare our books of the Holy Spirit, your mind. Yes. Your heart and your inner man, that the Spirit moved to do a work in you. As you too, you work with him. I say you prepare your book,
Bible,
your Bible, even your pen, and that you too can do your part of writing in your book. And him, the Holy Spirit, he will move on to write within you.
As
the promises in the 2 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 1-6. Does not write on tablet of stone, but in our inner man, in our heart, even our mind. As he fulfills the promise of all, that Jeremiah 31:31-33, he promised when he make a new covenant,
gets the laws,
put them in our inner man, he put them in our heart, even in our minds.
Now,
we have seen him do that. Because in Hebrews chapter 8, verse 7 and 8, the New Testament, he made it. And after making it, as in Matthew 26, verse 26-31, after fulfilling that covenant, he sent us the Holy Spirit
and
began to do a work to writing in us. And it's also ready to remind us everywhere we have forgotten, according to John chapter 40, verse 26, that when he will come, he will remind us all and teach us all. Good to remind you of something you've just forgotten, yet you knew it before. But what you don't know, it's hard to be reminded of you.
Is it
possible to remind someone the thing they do not know? Impossible.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
If
we want John 14:26 to come to pass in your life, that when the Spirit will come and remind you all and teach you all, it means really there are things which are meant to be within you.
But
something they remind you,
it's
you and you've just forgotten it, or you fail to get it from the store of your spirit to remind, remember it. I only remind you, recap and get it. Yes, I remember very well. Now the Holy Spirit cannot remind you what you do not know. That's why many of you,
point,
need scriptures to save you in that you pass through.
But
Spirit has no way to remind you, for in you they are not there.
Atibu ayagala kuigiriza ebipya.
When you want to teach you new ones.
Urokubanga amafuta agayigiriza tegaba mugu.
Anointing teaching is not in you.
Then yagenda kuigiriza ekipya nacho nga muruwana
gana. Teach you a new thing and you fight with him. Yes.
Kitegeza mukama buli wa kuigiriza lero.
Means anytime God teach you today.
Muruna kuulia ali bwali bakuigiriza ebipya.
The other time when you teach new things.
I just sinzira ku ebyo already ebiri mugu.
You will base already in those which are in you.
Ngayongera kubikulira.
And he moves to reveal to you.
Akora ogwo kujukisha.
He does the work of reminding you.
Na akora n'ogwo kuyigiriza.
Even that of teaching you.
Banga mukama afu yaina binje byokutuga.
Because our Lord had much to tell us.
Kusira ku Yohana sura 10 no
mukama. According to John chapter 16. Verses 12. Up to 15.
Yaina binje byotugamba.
Had much to tell us.
Ne specially ntono mchere.
But the space was bit more in that time.
Manyibo ba wakaja wano.
If you've just come here.
Uliranga space ntini.
You feel that the space is small within you.
Eh.
Yes. But if you spend days, one, two, it begins to get enlarged.
Say,
I had much to tell you, but there was no space to put them. But he said, when the Spirit will come, he will guide you into all truth. In all truth, he reveals two things to come. That is spoke of it. Prove that in the 1 John chapter 2, verse 27. He said that anointing in you, it teaches you. It must be already anointing within you.
And
the new ones join on both put within you. That's why after you learn a little here, as you go back reading the Bible, and you see you can connect things all the time before. All this I read, I never understood. Now I understand. You've understood it. There is anointing already you've gotten.
Not
like that you tapped on the shoes of pastors. Yes. I don't speak of that.
For
that one you didn't even get it. If you tap the anointing on the shoe, you get a shoe. If you tap anointing on the shoe, you get a shoe.
You
not have sold maize and you expect cassava. You sold in what? Now this anointing teaching
means
that to give you all treasure and riches.
First,
gives you the treasure of knowledge in the vessel of clay.
Gives
you light, reveal everything where it is. That is what we want to sow in. Yes. But
you
sowed in that of the shoe you expected. A shoe.
Yes, you was when
praise you. Jesus much.
Na yetu webaza Katonda.
But we thank God.
Oyatuyigirisa okugasa.
He must teach us to profit.
Tuwagala kumala na tebudde bunchi.
Don't want to take more time.
Tuwagala okula bikanga tweyongerayo na
tu. We want to move on again.
Amanya ne dobozi.
And by name and voice.
Omutume Ronald Hope Witness.
Apostle Ronald Hope Witness.
Omune musumba.
Together with Pastor Samuel Newman.
No musumba Bible.
And our Bible reader teacher Isaac. We love you all in the name of the Lord Jesus, Son of the living God. We based in this ministry of the full knowledge of God and to move reach out to you light of the word of God which is field of knowledge. And it reaches to life. To reach an eternal life. And all the goodness of God.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. We want to move on. As we summarize. The sixth standard strategy of God.
For
fulfilling his worldwide promised call. The strategy known as. The harvesters of spirits. to harvesters of human spirits, to get them from this world, to take them back to heaven, as we save them from hell and the lake of fire. Praise Jesus much. These harvesters of human spirits, get them from the world, take them back to heaven. We work under the two Godies, heavenly governments on the earth. Praise Jesus much. The first government, God is heavenly governments on the earth. To say as it is in heaven, and the way it's been made on this earth, and it has a responsibility to see that the things done in heaven, they are done on earth. The castle of God of heaven, it is established on this world. Because there are things done in heaven, and them comparison have to be done on this earth. And there is the castle of heaven, God, the castle of God who is in heaven, and it's established on this earth, yet in heaven it's not done. For example, in heaven they do not marry and they don't get married, but the castle of heaven says every man gets their own wife, every woman gets their own husband. One, the castle of God in heaven, till it's castle of heaven established on this earth, not what is done in heaven. In the Mark chapter 12, verse 25-27, in the heaven shall be like angels. There is no marrying, no getting married. Is it not that? Yes. Now you've differentiated them. What is done in heaven will be done on earth. The castle of heaven be established on earth. Yes. That is what you read always in the Isaiah chapter 9, verse 6 up to 7. Praise Jesus much. And you read in Luke chapter 11 verse 2, that thy will be done on earth as it's done in heaven. If you read Job 38 verse 33, you say, can you establish the castle of heaven on earth? That the castle of God who is in heaven, yet it's not done in heaven, be established on this earth. That is the government through which you work. It's moving this year 2022 in the month of September, on the date of 14. With a great responsibility like that. Have you understood me? The second government, God is government in governments of the world. The meaning that department within this government, they are just like those which are in the world. Praise Jesus much. For example, we have a godly political sector, responsible to guide in the politics in the church and in the world. Will it be among those with a calling like that? They will be in that department.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
The
second is mostly called the central government of God's heavenly governments on the earth. That's between the governments of the world and God's heavenly governments on this world. It works within church to reconcile and mediate them.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. Because they are both in the church, they say, politics is of the set of the devils.
No,
this government is the ministry to say,
this
whole leadership does not come from God. Politics is not of Satan.
Satan
just intervened in it. If they are of God, how would they have been? Now they send us to lighten the world. We said we are the light of the world. But see how you had failed, because you do not have a good strategy. The other, God is government in the government of the world, the central government. Of God's heavenly governments on the world. Still have a responsibility to see that we prove to governments of the world that God rules in their government. 99% those we've come started them. Yes.
See,
give all of us oxygen to breathe. When he takes it away, there is no government which can rule again. There is one who rules within their government all the days. God Almighty. They are not people who are almighty. Not. Him alone is almighty. The many things we
government
need, governments cannot handle and sustain them.
Those
of the world cannot. There is one who rules in them, the Almighty God.
Able
to handle all we need. We need to eat.
Governments
don't cause food to grow from the ground. Who does that? The Almighty. Yes, we always think of him here. Almighty God, the Father of all spirits, you are above all the heavens. We give you glory.
It's
that we mean that government cannot handle, but we have one who rules in them, the Almighty.
Never
breathe every time.
Government.
They sell oxygen. The Almighty.
Would
have been able to breathe without you, sir. We need oxygen in every place to breathe. And you move it.
It reaches
in every place where we are. We do not see it. Yet we breathe it. I feel myself breathing. But I don't see.
Father,
you did well and cannot be seen.
Government
would have God to sell it to us. Those who captured us, they sold our firewood to us. They sold our water to us. If oxygen was like a forest, it would have been owned by government. They took it over. Almighty God, thank you so much. If oxygen was coming from the wetlands, Nema would have taken over. If it was coming from the lakes and they know how it comes from there,
they
would have taken over. When they made electricity coming from water and they sold it expensively to us,
Almighty,
he put the sun to give light then in the day. He said, I can enlighten you when you not paid me all the days. Yes. He said in the Genesis 1, verse 14, up to 16, let the sun be there.
It
lightens you. Count the days and the seasons. That is called the Almighty.
Amen.
This one gives you electricity of few units. You lighten the night. If they lighten even the day, how we have survived. Almighty.
Gives
us petrol and I speak of our bodies. The food grows. You eat and you get strength to move. If we bought it like petrol of the cars,
we
would have been badloff. One they call Almighty. He rules in government the children of men.
It
goes very far. And if the wizards were the ones giving children, they would have slept on our women, each one of them.
would have made us do different trickeries. But the Almighty
played
the game there and he sent the spirits. Don't know how bones grow.
Even
the mother carrying,
doesn't
matter what she carries, whether it grows the nose, whether ears, whether not, she waits to lay it just. Almighty God give us, and the nose is there.
Government
and the government take over them. These are our people, the people of the government.
Government is almost
governments of the world.
The
people, they never knew how they grow in the womb. They say it's their people, not of God. But
we thank
God Almighty.
You
can see the 8 departments. Make God his heavenly government on this earth. As a responsibility to see things done in heaven and
done
on earth. And to see the counsel of God in heaven. It's established on this earth.
Yes,
praise Jesus, man. We saw department of Holy Church of God on the earth. And we saw department of the deacon and the bishops. And we saw department of Holy Churches of God on this earth. And we saw department of elders of Holy Church of God on the earth. And we saw department of brethren and musicians who lead us to worship God in the spirit and truth. And we saw department of the teaching priests. Those who reveal to us the fullness of God in his presence,
in
the works of his hands. Right now in this time, we move on to conclude the seventh department. Department of Holy Angels of God in the Holy Church of God on the earth. We've seen much on them. As they are in heaven, it's the way they have to do on this earth. As read in Hebrews 12, verse 22 up to 23, that we will come in the city of God, Jerusalem of heaven, the great gathering of angels, and unto the church of the firstborn written in heaven. As church is in heaven, the holy ones of God, the same city with the angels. That is this department we
study.
And we still move on to list
division,
the seven divisions of the holy angels of God. Praise Jesus much.
Division,
the seven divisions of the seven groups of angels in their works, their code, and the way they are led by seven spirits of God
to
fulfill their work.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
We
first saw the group of angels Michael who fight warfare, and we moved to the group of angels Gabriel, messengers of the word of God, and we went to the group of angels Raphael, angels of prophecy, angels of times and seasons, angels of measurements, angels the doctors.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. And went to the group of angels Abaddon of the chains, responsible over death and hell, known as the prison of God, the bottomless pit. When we finished there,
we
went to the group of angels Ariel, angel responsible for what? Rainfall,
amazi,
water,
no butonde bonna,
and all creations,
umuri ensoro,
including animals,
ebinyonyi,
the birds,
ebinyanja,
the fish,
ebiwuka,
insects,
ebimera,
plants,
ebiringebi,
and the rest.
Kwe kugamba enjuba no mwezi nemunyenye,
sun, the moon, and the stars.
Yes, yebazi bwenyo.
Praise Jesus much.
Biji bosobodo basomako ba malaika.
Things you studied about those angels. We left men to get explained of their code of this fifth group. But in joining up well, all the codes cover them at the end, and we
repeat the whole of them of this group. Let's proceed to there. Who is the seventh
division?
The sixth division.
Let's
move on with the sixth division. Of the holy angels of God. Write down there and we move on. Yes. Very well. Clear. We have moved ahead with the sixth division of the holy angels of God. It's the group of the angels, Kamuel. One we know
Alexander.
As Alexander. The angels of fire.
Division
the sixth division of the holy angels of God. The group of angel Kamuel. One we know most is the angel Alexander. The group of the archangel Kamuel. We know as Alexander. The angels of fire. They are responsible to burning the powers of darkness. Burning powers of darkness. Different form of sicknesses. And they are responsible over the golden altar of God, where the lake of fire begins from. I'm going to break down slowly. I say they are responsible on burning powers of darkness, burning all form of sicknesses and diseases, burning evil spirits, and they are responsible over the golden altar of God. Where the lake of fire begins from. They are responsible to burn powers of darkness, burning all form of sicknesses, burning evil spirits. And they're responsible over the golden altar of God, where the lake of fire begins from. I want you to list down those things that we move on, study them slowly. Yes. It makes a great meaning. They are called.
What wayogera oyo mutukufu?
That says the Holy One.
What wayogera oyo mutukufu?
That says the Holy.
Era owamazima.
And he. That is true.
What wayogera oyo mutukufu?
That says the Holy.
Era owamazima.
He that is true. He that has the key of David. He that opens. And no man shuts. He that opens. And no man shuts. And shuts. No man opens. The code is big. We say that they are called. It's in Revelation chapter 3, verse
7.
It says that face, he that is holy.
Comma.
He that is true.
Comma.
He that has the key of David.
Comma.
He that opens and no man shuts.
Comma.
And shuts.
And
no man opens. Yes.
You
know the day you'll fall in the lake of fire. It's when you'll understand it's over.
You
never come from there.
It's
called everlasting death. He shuts for you there, it is finished. If he saved you today, opened you the door of life, you are so blessed. Either eternal life or everlasting death. These are led by spirit of fear of God. They are led by spirit of fear of God in fulfilling their works. Fear God and be saved from the lake of fire. Praise Jesus much. So in the summary, we are going to study of the things you've summarized there. Praise Jesus much.
We
said we're seeing the sixth division of the holy angels of God. The group of the archangel Kamuel, that
we
usually call Alexander. They are responsible of a fire. Yes. The fire of God. Not this usual fire. The fire of God. Which burns powers of darkness. It burns sicknesses. It burns evil spirits. They are responsible over the golden altar of God, where the lake of fire begins. Have you understood well? We have said their code. That face he that is holy. That face he that is holy. He that is true.
Has
the key of David.
He
opens and no man shuts.
And
shuts and no man opens. Praise Jesus much. They are led by spirit of fear of God. Because the fear of God is to hate evil.
And
to help many depart from evil.
If you
don't depart from evil, on the day of judgment, till this will be responsible to bring you right from hell.
They
connect with angel Abaddon of the chains. That in the fourth group that we started recently. Yes. Praise Jesus much. So we want to move on. These are led by Commander Holy the sixth trumpet.
Are
led by the angel holding the sixth trumpet. Spoken more Revelation chapter 8, verse 1 and 2. Let's read we here. Revelation chapter 8, verse 1.
Boyabembula kabonera komusanfu ne waba akasirikiro muguru nga kitundu kya sawa.
And when he had opened the seventh seal, there was silence in heaven for about half an hour.
Olinyoro kubiri.
Verse 2.
Nenda ba malaika musanfu abayimira maso ga Katonda.
And I saw the seven angels who stood before God, and to them were given seven trumpets. Praise Jesus much. The silence happens in heaven. Be able to reveal to you this secret. And
it's
the seven angels,
those
with seven trumpets, who stand before God. But that archangel holding the sixth trumpet is the commander of the group of the archangel Kamuel, those of fire.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. And this archangel Kamuel of fire is the one who holds the sixth bow of the weapons of the wrath of God. Yes. The archangel Kamuel
yobusungu bwa Katonda ekyomukanga.
He is the one who holds the sixth bow of the weapons of the wrath of God.
Osina kujitusoma mu kubikuli besuli ya 15.
According to what we read Revelation chapter 15.
Olunyiri olisoka.
From verse 1.
Agamba bwati.
And he say this.
Okubikuli besuli ya 15 nolinyo olisoka.
Revelation chapter 15 verse 1.
Nenda bakabonera akalala muguru akanene akechitalo. Bamalaika musanvu ngabaline ebonyobonyo musanvu ebyenkomerero. Kubanga mwebyo obusungu bwa Katonda mwebutukirira.
And I saw another sign in heaven, great and marvelous, seven angels having the seven last plagues, for in them is completed the wrath of God.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
Ba malaika abalala musanvu.
The other seven angels
abaina ebya byobusungu byebyokulwanyisa obusungu bwa Katonda.
Have the bowls of the weapons of the wrath of God.
Nayo n'owomukaaga.
But this fifth,
gotuita malaika Kamuel.
We call angel Kamuel.
Akulira akulembera mba malaika bonabo omuliro.
Leads all the angels of fire.
Yari nechi byecho.
One with that ball.
Echisobola ku amplifying omuliro gwe bajja ku kyoto kya Mukama.
Which can amplify the fire they get from the golden altar of God.
Mukuocha
in burning.
Ne bayo cha Sodom ne Gomora.
As they burnt Sodom and Gomorrah.
Ne bajifura Sahara desert.
And they turned it to Sahara desert.
Ne Kalahari desert.
In Kalahari desert.
Na marungu agaliranye wao.
The deserts which are near and there.
Burn,
even the ground will be shattered and the buildings disappear.
No,
you see for any aunt, you don't see it there.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. The name Kamuel, it means angel of fire.
Angel of danger.
Angel of
fire.
Danger, angel of fire.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. This is one we see most in Revelation. Chapter 14. Verse 18. And he spoke it off like this. Revelation chapter 14. Verse 18.
Ne malaika omulala n'ava ku kyoto. Ye yalina obuyinza ku muliro. N'ayogerera waggulu n'eddoboozi ddene ng'agamba oyo alina ekiwabyo eky'obwogi. Ng'ayogera nti, teeka ekiwabyo kyo eky'obwogi onoge ebirimba eby'omuzabbibu ogw'ensi, kubanga ezzabbibu zaagwo zengeredde ddala.
And another angel came out from the altar, who had power over fire, and cried with a loud cry to him that had the sharp sickle, saying, thrust in your sharp sickle, and gather the clusters of vine of the earth, for her grapes are fully ripe.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. Comes from the golden altar of God.
I know we is a kumuliro.
Has power over the fire. I mean what in this?
There is
one time we call fire as church. I had some ministries and churches, some ministries in a certain place.
Fire!
They are saying fire!
Fire!
But you've not yet become a dragon to blow fire out of your mouth. That will blow fire to the demons. But there are angels and they are in charge of fire.
They are
our fellow servants. Understood me well. Not something of responsibility. You begin to blow fire you do not have.
Stand to court.
Satan will burn you.
Fire! Fire!
Fire to
court.
Fire will burn you.
Fire!
Fire!
In the name of Jesus.
Yes,
we burn you.
To court.
In the name of Jesus.
Yes.
Fire!
Fire! Yes! It's not like that. We do not do it like that.
Have
in charge of the fire of God. From the golden altar of God. Where the lake of fire begins from. He has angels. 25 billion. They are of fire.
25
trillion.
25.
They work on fire. Burning.
Kadigwe.
Now you trouble yourself in vain. That's why Prophet Elijah. They did twist their time. They profile like that. Not. He says, as God is living, damn I serve. Let fire come from heaven and defy you.
He,
those to bring the fire.
Fire. Nothing. There's no fire. You're joking. Dragons for dragons.
They
are ones you made to blow fire from their mouth. But you do not have any fire going to blow from your mouth. Angels need to serve you. Issues of fire. Burning God. Powers of darkness.
Dogo.
Witchcraft. What? Chains of the evil. They burn them. Sicknesses. They burn them cancer. You take it to the cancer institute.
And they burn
it. These ones burn it. You wake up in the day and you are well. You come from service like this one and they burnt it. You didn't even feel it. Their fire just measure it. When a fire which burns, on the bush, it never gets consumed. That they measure on the bush. Moses looks at it.
The
fire. Fire. It's not getting consumed. Those are the ones we speak about.
Angel
Camuel.
Now
we call Alexander.
Bamuriro.
They are of fire.
Baine chibia.
They have a ball. The weapons of the wrath of God, which can measure which type of fire kind.
Burning
the HIV virus in the body.
You don't
see them.
Don't waste
to keep change your blood and they put in your living blood.
They
pass through only burn out the virus and the time of healing sickness they are getting restored again. Yes. Those who first prayed before, they never knew tricks how they are the ways of God.
The
just so sickness have been healed in prayer. What they say? Prayer work. It's not what works. There are those who fulfill them. Prayers are just words you speak. And there are scriptures.
Then
there are those who are responsible to fulfill them. Angels. Is it not that? Now you forgot. Have angels meant to serve you? Those who fight wars? Those
burn
evil powers of darkness, witchcraft?
We're not down.
And you get, we burn you. Burn your fire.
You
see, at times, children of God, those in the synagogues of Satan, and there they tell
fire!
Them,
fire!
Gamba
fire!
Say fire!
Fire!
Fire! And it means what?
Is
not that making a thief has come, yet you are covered in the blanket? Have you ever made an alarm and you cover the blanket and you are alarming people to save you? Who can dare hear what you alarm them?
Yes,
praise Jesus much. But as we read most in the Hebrews chapter 1, verse 14 and
14,
these angels of fire
can
call them a mission, they come to serve us. We can minister with them. Let's read, we see. Hebrews chapter
1,
verse
14. Naye ku malaika ki gwe yali ayogeddeko nti, tula ku mukono gwange ogwa ddyo.
But which of the angels said he at any time, sit on my right hand until I make your enemies your footstool? Verse
14.
Are they not all ministering spirits sent forth to minister to them who shall be heirs of salvation? Yes. They are sent going to serve. Who inherit salvation.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
Instead of
sending him to serve you, what we do is one. Prayer is to welcome them. That they come. After they come,
you
begin to send them. Now go in this place.
Burn
shrines.
Don't need to be
lighting fire of a matchbox. No.
For this
demon, you will light on the physical fire.
You
burn the calabash and the rugs of the demons. And they have fled away. And they come back. They beat you.
How dare
you burn our house with our rugs? For you
are
in the shrines. You God take this calabash of the demons. Pastor brought demons. Where are the demons there? You stop things of faking, calling yourselves. I've brought demons of the clan, they're here. Where are they in that calabash and rugs? Maybe they
try
to burn the rugs, but they're not in there.
There
are angels who need to chase them. Those who can catch them, Angel Michael,
Babadon
of the chains, and they drag to bind them, Angel of fire, and they burn all powers of darkness they have left there.
But
the demon is not there, but left their powers of darkness. In your fire, burn them. Some have sickness of the devil. The powers of darkness.
It's not
the check from the hospital, but powers of darkness squeeze that person. You went there.
Fire.
Now then, what? Your prayers changed the world, or they never brought salvation. For you are not prepared. When you saw problems, that's when you rain. When you pour out your prayers, nothing like
a darkness
in castle.
God,
the angel of fire,
you
find yourself in the name of Jesus.
Fire.
I did wonders. And God says, my children fell mad. What are they doing? You know when we were young, there are games we used to play. And there's no fire in that altar. We cook our food.
We covered
after we had to put in real fire. But before we just put on our saucepans and we put firewood in there. And there's no fire. But you're all there, glowing. I am cooking. You stirring the fire. There is nothing. Now, church is in things like that when they don't have knowledge. Praise Jesus much. And you do things not right like that. And you get confident in ashamed in the name of Jesus. And you do them in the name of Jesus. We burn in the name of Jesus.
Fire
in the name of Jesus.
And
if they do such things not right, where are you burning? Where is the fire? I am in faith, believing. The fire is there.
Faith come
from hearing the word of God.
There is an
angel with charge of fire. We don't believe it hung in space. I believe. I see the fire come. Is there?
We
are born again.
Even
the hands will come out of you for praying prayers of faith you don't understand.
That's why
some of you have slimmed.
Okay.
You are like the dry sticks. Prayers, pray what you don't
understand.
Fire every time.
And
you spend a month, you are blowing fire with a woman in combat, and your jaw is all flat on you. And your husband wonders, is it you? The jaw in the prayers, what happened to it? Blowing fire.
You are like
the pipes of the shrines. This is another kind.
Yes, we have a
praise Jesus.
You know those smoke pipes, the shrines? Even
born
again, who call fire will not differentiate them. If they don't call it, they all blow up. They all do the same things. Witchcraft and that mentality is prowling you still. Now the real pipe you left, you are in another
life
of imagination. Are we together?
You come and die. Can you say such?
Church, you are interesting. You just bring darkness in castle. What's with our knowledge? You know in Job, Job 38, the Lord told Job, this who darkens my counsel with words without knowledge. You use words in church. There's no knowledge in them. We are going to burn. Now look in the north. You burn in the
fire.
Fire. Turn in the west.
Fire.
In the east.
Fire.
Fire.
Fire. And God came, you are there
and you're also a mad person. That's why the point will reach.
And
it's when you get saved, you get foolish. And you get
into
things which are not rightful.
Or
you thought getting saved is to become a fool. So you speak tongues, don't understand them. They find you.
Ramaya.
And they ask you, what is speaking? I speak mysteries with God.
God,
you speak mysteries to God. God is the one who's meant to speak mysteries to you.
On
God and you who has mysteries. Which mystery do you have with yourself? The other,
when
you understand what you speak, I do understand it, but I speak with God's mysteries.
How
speak someone a mystery you do not know?
Indeed,
in
normal
sense, you want to be secret. What is that?
What
acts mad to that extent?
It's
secret, someone knows it as him. Those around are one who never know it.
Let me
tell you of my secrets.
Now,
God speak mysteries to him, you do not know them. How and what can you hide from him? It becomes a mystery you speak to him. You have madness. Satan powered madness enough of it in you.
When you speak
things not right in the name of God. That we hide our mysteries from Satan. And you speak them,
you don't
understand them. And you hide them from Satan.
Satan
is deceived the whole world. He deceived the angels. A part of them.
The question
speak in which language? Speak the language of angels.
We
told you a prayer of the righteous. What avails much? Which language is
praying?
As long as of the righteous person. It's of faith. Not those you
babble.
And you saved the world
except
to corrupt it more. Look at the state of the church that you are in tongues bring mysteries.
With
mysteries we can bring meaning.
Yeah?
Let's read in Job we see.
Yobu esula yasatu munana noli nyolusoka.
Job chapter 38 verse 1.
Awumkama nalyoka damu Yobu ngayogera ngaima ngaima mumbuyaga enyinji nayogera nti.
Then the Lord answered Job out of the whirlwind and said, verse 2,
Ani onaleta ekizikiza mu kuteesa n'ebigambo ebitaliimu kumanya.
Who is this that darkens counsel by words without knowledge? Yes. You can bring darkness in counsel with words without knowledge. Knowledge, we know it is light. It's vision. It is revelation. When you bring words to God, when you put darkness in them,
it's
speak that is never taken castle, never spoken them. There's no knowledge in them. They have no lies. They are not never revealed. Born again, usually pray in those words. When we enter prayer of warfare, most when it comes that we need to burn powers of darkness, witchcraft, chains of the evil, sickness, burning demons.
Is
that you burn them and they die? These are spirits. They are caught by Abaddon, takes them in the bottomless pit. And they are bound to the day of judgment. But at least we burn them. And they are in the fire. In the fire, burn them.
You are
born again. You have things with yourself. Many times it's good to fill yourself with meaningful words. And these meaningful words, you take them, God, and they are meaningful.
And
wait to see what He will answer you.
You are going
to pray a warfare. Begin to burn. You are Joe. You think you're burning. Then the world settled. Thank you for burning. Yes. You burnt how many? When they have increased, there are rightful ways meant to come back in the church of the living God. As we read this department of the holy angels of God in the holy church of God on the earth, this group of angels, camel of fire, them to have to camp. They have to begin to burn powers of darkness, witchcraft, sicknesses, chains bound people, evil spirits.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. In Job chapter 23, verse 1 down, what
did
he say? If I knew the place of your dwelling, let's read there, we see. Job chapter 23, verse
1.
And Job answered and said, verse
2.
Even today is my complaint bitter. My hand is heavy in spite of my groaning. Verse 3.
Singa manyi jenyiza okumulabira. Singa nyiza okutuka wali entebe ye.
Oh, that I knew where I might find him, that I might come even to his seat. Verse 4.
Nandira nyiza ensonga yange mumasoge.
I will order my cause before him and fill my mouth with arguments. Verse
5.
I will know the words which he would answer me and understand what he would say unto me. Yes. In Job chapter 38, verse 1 and 2, we
said
bring darkness in counsel. Yet he had told him before, I want you to know where my throne is, in the place where I see it. You fill your mouth with meaningful words. There is no darkness in the counsel. And you bring them. See what I will answer you. Have you understood me well?
But
church, we pray in the things. It's not revelation.
No light of the word and light. The things that we can do them. Find ourselves in praying prayers. Where you've seen problems. Don't prepare yourself. You've not been revealed. You run.
In
all words you find. And you pray. You
babble.
You blah blah blah. You pray.
Hey.
God find you say, Lord Almighty, ask you build us a powerful church. You send us for bricks. You send us iron sheets. And you say, that is not the church. Church, they are my holy ones. You had to pray. Lord, send us apostles, prophets, pastors, and the others that you build a powerful church. Pray for the synagogue, the tabernacle of the church. Call it church, that is called darkness in council. When he come back for the church, it has no ordinary wrinkle. He's coming back for buildings. Are we? Now you when you pray, Lord, us build a powerful church and 30,000 seats. And he
said,
I thought the people are the church. But born again, child of God. Everybody just will first leave them. Those ones are off. You know what they call to be off? They even pray, they say it. We don't understand the things. Let's pray to Hail Mary to have mercy on us, whether she's there or not. It's up to her. And the rest like that. Those of the beliefs. Beliefs and minister there. I wonder what they pray there. Now born again. They just rushed. Just. After rush. They reached the left. He reached to want to work. You bring darkness. You had begun well. God Almighty. Father, you one in heaven. Has just begun to
heal.
But today, Lord, I've come before you with a special prayer. We need a church, which is 10,000 seater. I had begun to give attention.
And
speak things not right. Let's see this verse 6.
Job chapter 23,
verse 6.
Nti yandi nyombeseza olw'obukulu bw'obuyinza bwe nedda naye yandinzisizzaako omwoyo.
Will he plead against me with his great power? No, but he will put strength in me. When words are meaningful, and the whole light of the word of God, and been revealed, understand this time, go to prayer of warfare, I need group of angel of fire, I'm not blowing myself, I'm not a dragon, I'm
going to
be angel of fire, you burn shrines, you burn them, you burn powers of darkness, you burn which one, you burn sickness,
you cast out,
HIV,
Angel
Fire,
Gomorrah.
God said, it's me who sent them to burn Sodom and Gomorrah.
Yes.
There you pray right. Angels quickly go. Fulfill that my word has spoken. But you are there. Look at the east. You burn demons there.
Gamba.
You say,
one,
wemu,
two,
biri,
three,
satu,
fire!
Fire! That is what they call church when it's in the world of darkness. You know, we thought
dark ages, it was
dark ages, we moved out of them. No. When you move from dark ages, entered in the dimness ages. As if came from the dark ages,
entered
in the dimness ages. As if we see, we don't see, we are there.
Yes. Salvation got out of the real darkness. As if they see heaven. But they don't perceive it. And that when they are start eating things of the world. I don't know if you've understood me. Times of not being revealed are very dangerous. God not be anger to you if you mean for words. He will lay his heart on you. He said that issue is powerful. He has said words. Parts of darkness are much in the world. They are humans. Naked, normal mind. Their hearts are not convicted. They are all possessed by demons of fornication and adultery. Now Lord,
You know you are 60 years old. Is it you gave birth to me? You call me your mother, is it me who bathed you?
And
mother, you begot children just like me. When those who bathed me, they will speak to me. That is the mother who is bewitched. Bewitched her in the spiritual world.
You
find a father in these trousers which hang on their bums. He's a father. Yes. Your style of clothing,
it
corrupts with the young children. How have you understood I clothe badly when you're a young child? They are there with their answers, and they are bewitched. You know someone bewitched. Let's finish here.
Job chapter 23
verse 7.
Eyo abamazima bandiyiziza okuwoza naye bwenandi bwenyezebwa bwentyo ennaku zonna eri omulamuzi wange.
They are the righteous made reason with him, so should I be delivered forever from my judge.
Olinyoro omunana
verse 8.
Laba ntambula mu maaso naye nga taliiyo, ne ntambula ennyuma naye siyinza kumulaba.
Behold, I go forward, but he is not there, and the backward, but I cannot perceive him. Verse 9.
Kumukono ogwakono bwakola omulimu naye ne siyinza kumulaba. Yekweka kumukono ogwa ddyo n'okulaba ne siyinza kumulaba.
On the left hand where he does work, but I cannot behold him. He hides himself on the right hand that I cannot see him. Yes. We pray like that. In the name of Jesus. Yes. You go back.
Rembe sekere. No vayo.
You can.
No kwatamo isti.
Yes.
Rembe.
No
kwatendo. Rembe sekere.
Yes.
Natuka bagendo kukola.
As is going to work.
Agamba chesu.
You say, what is that he say?
Agambia.
Yes.
Rembe sekere.
Meseteke.
Chitogeza chitemba nkora.
What does it mean then I do it? That's going to begin to work. You speak things without meaning. Lord,
you
show your power. Give me a car. He said, you've not yet seen my power.
Because
the food grow that you eat, my child. That's been my power. Oxygen you breathe is my power.
Now,
Lord, show my power. You say, I come show myself. You know, God never show himself.
God just does his work. And we praise and worship him.
Amen.
Praise Jesus much. But as we've heard, Revelation 14 verse 18,
we
work with these angels of fire to be able to appear again. We can get real victory in the midst of revival and restoration of all things. In the revival and restoration of all things that God spoke in his prophets,
who
were there from the beginning, the Old and the New Testament,
known
the way they were, the way they should be, and the way they will be forever.
And
we began to know how they were, to the way they should be, the way they will be.
Not fire!
Fire! Not like that. They were like
this. The fire!
Fire! Burn them. That's how they were.
Amen.
Huh? Let's repeat it again. Revelation 14, verse 18.
Ne malaika omulala nava ku kyoto ye yalina obuyinza ku muliro. Nayogerera waggulu n'eddoboozi ddene ng'agamba oyo alina ekiwabyo eky'obwogi. Ng'ayogera nti, teeka ekiwabyo ekyo eky'obwogi onoge ekirimba eky'omuzabbibu gw'ensi kubanga ezzabbibu zaagwo zengeredde ddala.
And another angel came out from the altar who had power over fire and cried with a loud cry to him that had the sharp sickle, saying, thrust in your sharp sickle and gather the clusters of vine of the earth, for her grapes are fully ripe. Yes. Angel had power over fire.
Sigwe.
Not you.
Gwe.
You. You are in office of Holy Spirit. Be able to pray.
Kubanga
because in James chapter 4. Verse 1-3. We don't have. Because we don't ask. When we're not given, we want to use them for our own lusts. And it means we don't know how to pray the way we ought to. But Romans chapter 8, 26-27, the Spirit bears our weakness. He who searches the heart prays for only ones as God wills, groanings which cannot be uttered. Romans 8 verse 14 up to 16, those led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. The Spirit himself, our spirit, groans Abba Father. Enter in his office, begin to command angels, not for our sake, but for that office. For us being allowed in the office of the unit of the Holy Spirit,
fellowship.
In the fellowship, fellowship of the Holy Spirit.
Aha. And
then you command. That's why you cannot come out as you. And you give an angel a command. It's never there.
It
first looks in you to see. You see you are a mere human being. Never reach the level of children of God.
Are
led by the Holy Spirit.
And
them led by the Holy Spirit. For they too are children of God.
And
say when the sons of God gathered, Satan too came until he was chased from heaven. Praise Jesus much. So when you look to Revelation 14, verse 18, angel with charge of power,
anytime
goes to the golden altar of God, where the lake of fire begins from, in the city of God, Jerusalem of heaven, and gets fire from there. That fire is gotten out. You know they have gadgets which pack and pile fire in them, and it burns this world in a twinkle of an eye. They move with it all the years. Man, this is very painful and sad. No one's
immortal.
They just get fire freely, and they hang with it there. Very sad. Very terrifying. Born again is blowing fire himself. Blow, 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 blow
Angels get fire.
Because
in Ezekiel 10, angel in charge of fire
appears,
get fire from golden altar of God, which is the midst of the cherubim. He gets fire from there.
Go
power on the cities where there are demons.
There
those waiting
who are those
filled, we walk with them.
Here
Uganda,
Full knowledge.
Let's burn shrines.
Don't
need to reach there that we burn them.
We
are going to burn there when we've not reached their
physical.
And they begin to spread fire in the whole world.
Amen.
For the idols of Egypt, if wizards, they will be shaken in these days.
Wow.
Even those who inquire on demons,
secret
where we had to do it like this. Let's first read here. Ezekiel chapter 10, verse 1.
Nentunula ilalaba, mubanga eliali waguru womutwe gwabakeubi, ne walabika waguru wawe, nge jinja elia safiro, nge mbala iye chifananyi echentebe.
Then I looked, and behold, in the firmament that was above the head of the cherubim, there appeared over them, as it were, is a fire stone, as the appearance and likeness of a throne. Verse 2.
Nagamba msajja ayambadde bafuta, nayogera nti, yingira wakati wabannamuziga abetolola abawulukuka, wansi wabakerubi, ojuze ebatu byombi ebisirize ebyomuliro, ebiva wakati wabakerubi, obimansule ku kibuga.
And he spoke unto the man clothed with linen, and said, go in between the wheels, even unto the cherubim, and fill your hand with coals of fire from between the cherubim, and scatter them over the city. And he went in my sight. He saw him go get fire. You know the golden altar of God. It's in the middle of the cherubims, in the city of God, Jerusalem of heaven, the great gathering of angels and the holy ones of God. Angel in charge of fire, in charge of angels of fire, angel Kamuel, get fire enough, supply to you. Group.
They
put gadgets, the wrath of the weapons of God.
Those who
give the thesis ball. They go minister.
In
heaven, they burn what there? Nothing to burn there. The fire, they give it to them. And
it
profit us.
Just
trouble us here.
Cancer.
I hear HIV.
I
hear sickness. They have fire with themselves.
So, Mr.
Disha,
you are
tired of suffering because of ignorance. And you pray for HIV. Some of them, you stop them taking their medicines, they die. You should not leave your medicine till we are sure that you are healed. And you have to get healed. If you leave your faith in the word of God,
amen.
It will not come from space.
Time comes
filled by prophets and apostles. We repeat them. Don't revive only things spoken, but even those they did.
Amen.
Praise Jesus.
Angel
gets fire. My God. And they hung with it there.
They said to
scatter on the cities
where they were
directed.
You were
directed in the prayer. You power prayer
fire.
On the shrine, the
path
of darkness, the power there. They pass through swiftly. They go to burn. But you've never sent them. You are there saying, fire!
Fire!
Fire! You blow it yourself. And they say, now, these were fellow workers with them. They are doing foolish things. How can we work with them?
What
Amos 3:3 says, two cannot move together except they have agreed. We agree in one.
If
you are going to command, you will burn. Isn't that sure? That's what we agree upon.
Not I'm going to burn as you burn where?
I said you command, I burn.
It's me with the fire. Now you,
I
command. I burn. You command to burn and you burn. Even the fire you get it from where? I don't know where they go on the golden altar of God. You usually go there. And you leave the fire you serious like that. It has nothing to burn.
It's
I had who? When I saw with the smoke pipe.
Mumashumba.
The pastor. That man.
I don't know. The pastor, I don't
that
know.
That pastor Simanyi. Yes. He is that man.
He doesn't know.
He doesn't know.
Why do you stab on that pastor? For him, he tells you, I don't
is
know.
The man is clear before you, Simanyi. Samanya.
And
you bring your rags of the shrine. That you burn people. Why this if people like that? You know those calabash and the rags of demons? In the calabash? Demons who are very foolish.
How
they used to sleep in rugs, they have left there all those days. After they come that they work on you, they work on you humans who understand, who even bath and clothe and you wash your clothing.
When you go in the
shrine, you don't have any wisdom with yourself. Humans who have no goats. No. Demons who don't have any
goats.
They ask a god from you. And you go, they give you a blessing. They have asked me a god. They can't even buy a hen for themselves.
They can't even
village eggs to eat by themselves. The demon has got effects to get a hen. They keep moving around the hen everywhere. Why not eat the hens moving around freely like that? If you go in the shrine, begin to say, you've got forefathers. You who can see my money where you stay. You don't see goats on the fields. Even the antelopes up in the bushes, go eat of those ones. You eat them yourselves. Satan has advantage when you don't know his skin.
What
once you get the hand,
that God
get in your right, when he created him,
gave
him the world to rule things there. He wants. You hand them over to him as your God watches. And you shame your God. Don't know how to give. Even those who use wrongly, you give them. No, you gave him to Satan.
Satan
to take the Lord in the desert.
Murukanya.
If they look for, he said, no.
Bout
me, I give you the world that was given to me. Who gave it to him? Human beings. Those who gave in the Genesis world, they gave it to Satan. And they go and say, the world and the norms of our forefathers. Who tells you that? It is for you who is present here today. Those who checked out, they left.
We
defend the tombs, we sweep them away.
We
want to build houses that there are graves there. That the burial grounds of our fathers, they are there doing what on those grounds? We are lacking space to leave the graveyards, have space for them, where there are bones and smellings there. That the forefathers, how do we shift for them? Yes, that is very familiar. If you have any burial grounds, graveyards, you fear them, you give it to us.
We shall be on you.
You
don't tell us that this house, demons have chased you from it. That, this is a way for them.
We
can't move elsewhere. How can we make different roads for ourselves? That is to familiarize us.
Wow.
And they see we have built it, they make their way there.
Why did they just have a plan?
Why did they put signposts? This is a road reserved for we demon.
Yes, you must
praise Jesus.
I mean,
I don't know his
schemes.
Takes advantage over you. That you build me on the way of demons. What signposts there show that this is brought to the way to the home of demons?
That
cannot stand us. We have surpassed him.
Amina.
We have surpassed him.
Satan
is very foolish. And he gets wizards and the lightning fire for him that is going to hit himself. He doesn't look close. He can't build a house and he gets hit in there. And those who worship Satan, you are so foolish. They made you foolish. You
would
have gotten saved and be saved for getting foolish like that. And you wake up in the morning, you light a fire. You can't even buy a matchbox 100 shillings Ugandan shillings to light fires for themselves where they live. Satan is so familiar to humans. We shall put their fire, they cannot come to hit themselves in the shrines.
If
an angel go light a fire, they can't hit themselves on it.
Amen.
And that fire, they see, the wizard see fire is in there. It's not put off. As he calls demons, the father's demons have fled away. But as he first said in Isaiah 19:1-2, the Lord is on the swift cloud coming, but in his coming have to destroy all demons, powers of darkness, all of them,
work
with armies of holy angels, angels of fire.
Oh
man,
ayaya.
Let's read, we see. Isaiah 19:1.
Omugugu gwa Misiri, laba, Mukama yebagadde ku kire ekiyita amangu najja mu Misiri. N'ebifaananyi by'Emisiri birinyenyezebwa mu maaso ge. N'omutima gwa Misiri gulisaanuka wakati mu yo.
The burden concerning Egypt. Behold, the Lord rides upon a swift cloud and shall come into Egypt. And the idols of Egypt shall tremble at his presence, and the heart of Egypt shall melt in the midst of it.
Verse 2.
And I will set up the Egyptian against Egyptian, and they shall fight everyone against his brother, and everyone against his neighbor, city against city, and kingdom against kingdom.
Verse 3.
And the spirit of Egypt shall fail in its midst, and I will destroy its council, and they shall seek after the idols, and the charmers, and the mediums, and the wizards.
Yes.
Witchcraft
all over the world.
God is the sweet
cloud coming back. They are in witchcraft. This Commonwealth games. They made their beasts very well. As they opened up the game. The real beasts. And they worship devils. In the midst of the stadium. You didn't watch that. You're not there on our WhatsApp. They can show you there. You know worshipping devils? They would display it there. But they worship devils. Now they made the beast, how it was spoken of. Worshipping devils publicly. That a beast. That it brought light in the world. The Illuminatis. Praise Jesus. But we have told you how. Powers of darkness. As they have raven up and spread everywhere.
For
us, you're in the stadium, waiting to watch football, different games, and they first bring witchcraft performed as you're watching everyone.
It
means most people are bewitched.
Sodom
and Gomorrah. Don't involve angels of fire, we cannot stand them.
Wow.
They have been sent in the Sodom. Don't powers of darkness. Wonder how you reached to sodomize. And they bewitched you.
You know how
Ephesians chapter 6, verse 12,
say
we fight with powers of darkness and
the
spiritual wickedness. The
point
needs to be burnt. Praise Jesus much.
So
these seasons we are in. Let's read the Genesis chapter 19, verse 23. Angels of fire, they need to come to burn Sodom and Gomorrah. Time not the
one
to be burnt, but there are powers of darkness. There is spiritual wickedness. A man with a man. And how did they begin? You pass with a fellow man. That Uchimanyi,
my baby.
Foolish people.
And
to get foolish like that. This is
witchcraft.
Powers of darkness.
Why
do you think you're
going
to just pray usual prayers of Baba than tongues? And when you are in the codes of the demons, you move to call them in the world. They come from the ocean, even principalities in the sky. What would have burned? It's us calling more of them to come. Your brethren is not right that you are in tongues.
You speak
codes of demons you don't know. That's why you see false prophets, they move a lot in those words. And when you begin, and you begin to cry, realize, and you say, when you spoke those words, what has attacked us?
Going
prayers of faith coming from hearing and hearing the word of God as we do it, and we are holy.
We
are a prayer of understanding. Going to the God Almighty, God the Father, in the name of Jesus, by the Holy Spirit,
and
be no more prayer. Jesus,
in
the name of Jesus. No, Jesus told us, pray to the Father in my name, by the Holy Spirit. Spirit,
or
not by power, not by might, but by the Spirit of God. Be praying. Jesus, the name of Jesus. No.
Not.
It's not written
that
pray Jesus, the name of Jesus. He
said,
while you pray in my name, my Father will give it. We pray to the Father.
the
name above all name in the heaven and earth. That is the code through which we pass.
Amani,
the power which make us access. It's of the Holy Spirit. For he said, we have access to reach the Father when we pass through one spirit.
Not
others we pray.
Yes,
Jesus. In the name of Jesus. I speak today. I want to
lavish the
power.
Yes,
Jesus. In the name of Jesus.
From which scripture
they told you pray like this. Heaven is no different things you speak another. Let's read here, we see. Genesis chapter 19, verse 20.
Labanno, ekibuga ekyo kwe kumpi okukiddukiramu, era kye kibuga ekitono, nkwegayiridde nzirukire omwo, si kitono, n'obulamu bwange buli wona.
Behold now, this city is near to flee unto, and it is a little one. Oh, let me escape there. It is not a little one, and my soul shall live.
Olinyolwa biri mu olumu.
Verse 21.
Namugamba nti, era nkukiriza ne nkukiriza ne mu kigambo ekyo obutasuula kibuga kyoyogeddeko.
And he said unto him, see, I have accepted you concerning this thing also, that I will not overthrow this city for which you have spoken.
Olinyolwa biri mwe biri.
Verse 22.
Yangu wako oddukire omwo, kubanga siyinza kukola kigambo nga tonnatuuka omwo. Erinnya ly'ekibuga kiryava liyitibwa Zowaali.
Haste you, escape therefore. I cannot do anything till you are come there. Therefore the name of the city was called Zoar.
Olinyolwa biri mwesatu.
Verse 23.
Enjuba yali ng'emaze okuvaayo ku nsi Luti bwe yatuuka mu Zowaali.
The sun was breathing upon the earth when Lut entered into Zoar.
Olinyolwa biri mwenya.
Verse 24.
Mukama n'alyoka atonyesa ku Sodomu ne ku Gomora omuliro n'ekibiriiti nga biva mu ggulu.
Then the Lord rained upon Sodom and Gomorrah. Then the Lord rained upon Sodom and upon Gomorrah brimstone and fire from the Lord out of heaven. Yes.
Yatonyesa omuliro.
He rained the fire
ku Sodomu ne Gomorrah.
On Sodom and Gomorrah.
Omuliro n'ekibiriiti.
Brimstone and fire. Those come from the lake of fire.
It's
at the golden altar of God.
For
when we read Revelation chapter 20, verse 11 up to 15,
they
show you the lake flow with brimstone and fire.
And they say,
brimstone with fire. Comes right from the lake of fire. Where the angels get it from. Now let's do like this. Revelation 19 verse
1.
Angels enter Sodom. Yes. Angels included in that of fire. Let's read, we see. Genesis chapter 19 verse 1. Genesis chapter 19 verse 1.
Ne bamalayika babiri ne batuuka e Sodomu akawungeezi, ne Luti yali atudde mu mulyango gw'e Sodomu. Luti n'abalaba n'agolokoka okubasisinkana n'avunama amaaso ge.
And there came two angels to Sodom at evening, and Lut sat in the gate of Sodom. And Lut, seeing them, rose up to meet them, and he bowed himself with his face toward the ground. Yes. Genesis 19, verse 1. Angels of God, two of them. There was one of measurements, even of fire. Going to measure which measure of fire. Even one going to burn. In this verse 23, as we see those burning, the angels, let's read, we see. Genesis chapter 19, verse
23.
The sun was risen upon the earth when Lut entered into Zoar. Verse 24.
Mukama n'alyoka atonyesa ku Sodomu ne ku Gomora omuliro n'ekibiriiti nga biva mu ggulu.
Then the Lord rained upon Sodom and upon Gomorrah brimstone and fire from the Lord out of heaven. Yes. Those deserts you see, those were the Sodom and Gomorrah. Not this matchbox of yours. No. Fire which can spread.
Which
directs itself to burn as the territories have marked for it. It's gotten from the golden altar of God. Where the lake of fire begins from. That's why fire of the lake of fire. Revelation chapter 20. They are spoken of these words below. Revelation chapter 20, verse 10.
N'omuli olyomi nti yalimbanga n'asuulibwa mu nnyanja ey'omuliro n'ekibiriiti. Era omuli ensolo n'ennabbi w'obulimba. Era n'abonyaabonyezebwanga emisana n'ekiro emirembe n'emirembe.
And the devil that deceived them was cast into the lake of fire and brimstone, where the beast and the false prophet are, and shall be tormented day and night forever and ever. Yes.
Ennyanja y'omuliro,
lake of fire,
yaka n'ekibiri,
even brimstone,
weguva,
it's where it come from. Revelation 14, verse 18. Another angel came from the altar of God. Angel who has charge over fire. And let me tell you, as we saw hell in the kingdom of the stars, Revelation 9 verse 1 to 3. Now the lake of fire is in heaven in the Jerusalem city.
It
begins from the golden altar of God. Where they get this fire to burn powers of darkness, witchcraft, sicknesses, demons.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. And today we want,
at least to get
musala. At least we go in the prayer. Yes.
We
move to welcome 25 trillion of angels of fire. Before they move away, all of them from heaven, they don't need them there. They have nothing to burn there. Yes. Revelation chapter 5, verse 11.
It raga trillion. Chikumi.
It's just 100 trillion angels.
Malaika Maika,
angel Michael has 25.
Malaika
Gabriel, angel Gabriel 25.
Malaika Webi,
angel of measurements has 25.
Malaika Abaddon,
angel Abaddon, we saw his group. 200 billion. They are not among those in heaven. These ones are of this in hell. Angel of creation. We saw his army is of the creation. Yes. The remaining 25. They are of the angels of fire. Though we ask like 10 trillion. On this world we... Not even 1 trillion. You know, the army we would have called 10 trillion. They can burn every darkness, powers of darkness, every witchcraft, every wizard. So sorry. Burn all form of sickness. And the children of God are going to get peace. In the promise,
Yagamba,
he said, there were no more hearts,
and
not destroyed,
but all
of my holy mouth,
but the knowledge
of God, as water spread the sea. Now knowledge has come,
there's
no more hurting.
Yes, you must
praise Jesus much.
What
burnt, those physical be burnt.
What do you want to go and do?
Yes, set up those false prophets.
They
are going to catch fire.
As
powers of darkness is spiritual, we want to work in two realms, physical and the spiritual world. There is spiritual wickedness
and
there are shrines which are physically seen, where they sit, where the embassy of Satan is. Are we together? Ephesians chapter 6 verse 12, it tells us this. Ephesians chapter 6 verse 12,
kubanga tetumegana na musayi na mubiri wabula naba masaza nabo buyinza nabafugensi abo mukizikiza kino nemiyo ejobubi mu bifo ebya waguru.
For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against rulers of darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in heavenly places. Yes. We
wrestle
not flesh and blood.
But
those we fight with, they are not our descendants. Not our fathers. Not flesh and blood.
They
have never been flesh and blood.
So it's
flesh and blood.
Those
we wrestle with. These are our fallen angels called principalities. Those who come in the kingdom of the stars, the sun and the moon, and put their base under the ocean, underground bunkers to attack the world and those who sit on it. When they cast from heaven, they go to the world, and those who dwell there are choosers gotten down with fallen angels, filled with wrath. We fight with principalities, powers of darkness, spiritual wickedness. Have you understood well? Not flesh and blood. These you hated each other, they born again with another, a villager with a villager. That one there bewitching is not one you fight with.
We have
those who we fight with, those who use them.
Now,
two rim we have to target them. You know, time comes,
and
God tells us, neither power, neither
depth,
nothing separate us with the love of God.
That's
what is spoken in the
midst.
In great revelation,
God will
manifest with power.
We
shall burn it.
Amen.
So she can get your
and it torment us. No.
There are
things which work together for those who love God. Don't separate from the love of God. We can raise the fire in the midst of the world. And it's amazing. And
even
the wizards are going to be surprised, they say. But all that, how did it come to happen and we are not aware? Where did they sit? Where did they hide?
And
God made them a trouble in the midst of the world.
That
we sat right here. And he revealed every secret. You sat right there. Right there. Something
that
made you special.
Amen.
A fight which is clear. Come in your fire. If it is burning,
you know
where
it
burns. It's where they burn.
Time I
read Romans 8,
37
and downwards, I am told like this. Romans chapter 8, verse 37. Nay, in all these things, we are more than conquerors through him that loved us. Yes. But in all those, they bewitch, they've done everything. Most of all, we are more than conquerors.
Amen.
It's Romans 8, 37.
I
first go back to verse 28. All things work together for the good of those who love God.
When did you loved God much? Satan put his embassies in the world. Let us hear.
Romans chapter 8, verse
28.
Eri abo abagala Katonda, era abayitibwa ng'okuteesa kwe bwe kuli.
And we know that all things work together for the good to them that love God. To them who are called according to his purpose. Yes. Those of heaven, even of the earth. Remember, we will come to creation. We work.
That's where we need.
So creations.
We need
angels of fire. Then we conquer and overcome. Let's get to verse 37. You hear Romans chapter 8 verse 37.
Nay,
in all these things we are more than conquerors through him that loved us.
Verse 38.
For I am persuaded that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come. Yes. For I have understood neither death. Who is death? I know death very well. Neither life. It is Jesus. Where the truth and the life? What are they going to tell me? That we're going to kill you? What are you speaking about? Yes. No. Angels. Men. I know. I can discern all group of angels. Their works. Defend their cause. Which angel will it be? What are you saying? I'll not say the angels. Now we know our angels. Going to be with angel. Tell me what.
He wants
to say.
Principalities.
These are fallen angels.
Huh? Wow.
Don't we know them? You know, at the end, after listing codes of all the angels, we shall cover these fallen angels. He said, no powers. Powers of darkness.
When
the Thessalonians say, they are going to come with powers of darkness. They do things of witchcraft. They know perversions. For they will bring powers. And going to come groups of angels here. And they burn. That they bring them, burn them. They make sickness. They come from corona. They make another coronex. We burn it still. If you understood that one, you would have thanked God.
Never.
God will be with powers. Amen. Neither thing is present. What else are you going to do? Neither those they're going to make.
They're
rich and make animals. And the portion is a sheep. Another part is a cat. That thing they will tell us. All we shall burn them.
Have you understood me well?
When you reach,
we work with this issue. I don't want any jokes in this. Verse
49,
he said, Romans chapter 8, verse 49. Ne wankubadde
obugulumivu, ne wankubadde okugenda wansi, ne wankubadde kitonde kyonna ekirala. Tebiyinzenga kutwawukanya na kwagala kwa Katonda okuli mu Kristo Yesu Mukama waffe.
No height, no depth, no any other creation shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. Yes.
Never
a height. When we started the teaching priest, we moved to the height of God. Never a depth. We moved to the depth in the Lord. What are you else going to tell us?
No,
you create a new creation. No, they act magically and they put a hand there.
I said,
that cow tells me nothing. God is the Almighty. How you
put in contact with
10 of cow
under
that you act magic.
That
you bring a chicken. You
know how many
chicken God has made under the sun? Take away stubbornness, don't familiarize us.
Amen.
That you leave God,
it's
possible.
All
voice, angel fire,
you
the spiritual world,
burn them, the
physical world, stand on your feet. Yes.
Study
of their horses and chariots. They come to burn. We cannot not welcome them.
We know what
burn powers of darkness. This time I'm not going to say. Yes. No. Now we're going to reality. We go in the physical. Not to meditate. But that filled with knowledge.
Filled
understanding well. I read the 2 Corinthians chapter 2. Verse 14 downwards.
Now
praise him. Why read
it
for you?
Read you
take us about triumphant and makes
fulfilled.
You read us.
Abakolinso ekyokubiri sura ya kubiri n'olunyirwa 14.
2 Corinthians chapter 2 verse 14.
Naye Katonda yebazibwe atutwala bulijjo ng'abawangula mu Kristo n'atubikuza evumbe ery'okumutegeera ye mu buli kifo.
Now thanks be unto God who always causes us to triumph in Christ and makes manifest the fragrance of his knowledge by us in every place. Yes. Our triumphant fragrance of knowledge is
revealed.
Fragrance. You are going to release it. As you pray, and you see triumph.
God,
Father Lord, we
move
to glory for you.
We move to
glory and honor. We thank you
for
the good time you've given us in your presence.
We
want to thank you. Say, Lord, I want to study your Lord, who teach me to profit. You
show me
the path to God. This day, you have taught me
division
the 6th division of your holy angels, the angels of fire, as you read of them in Revelation 14, in verses 18,
the
angel died on the altar of God, the angel in charge of fire, O King of
kings,
feed me great things,
and understood
today,
I no more,
and say,
fire.
But right now I've understood that our best in the office,
the unity
of the Holy Spirit, and the unity of the Holy Spirit, and they go on to command the glory of the
whole
angel and fire, and they come in the world, and the powers of darkness, in the name of Jesus, Son of the living God,
we want
to thank you. Say, Lord,
I've
understood in James, chapter 4, and the first one, and 2, you say
you're
the King of Kings,
and
when I pray,
I use
the wrongly
in
my last
you
tell me
Romans
8
chapter
27
because
he sees the heart, he
prays
upon wheels and he groans with
groanings.
Can be answered to the Lord. I move
within
the office in the
name
of the Holy Spirit. As you read
in this first
Corinthians chapter 15
verse 14,
I intend
the fellowship of the Holy Spirit. And I know very well that the presence of the Lord Jesus Christ is bearing with him. The love of God. And I mean, if the fellowship of the Holy Spirit is entered now, I am in the fellowship of the Holy Spirit. I'm with the Romans, chapter 8, verse 14, up to 16. So the Holy Spirit of God, they are the sons of God, in the Spirit himself, with our spirits, in the wounds of our Father. Thank you. Based on the office of the Holy Spirit, I command the command of the angels, come from heaven, come on the heart, angels of fire, and they come, and they prepare to burn, the powers of darkness,
Thank him.
Yongero mwebaze.
Oh God, thank him.
Yongero mwebaze.
Oh God, thank him.
Mwebaze omugambo ntikirizo kugasa. Ntege dengeri yo kusaba
mu.
Ntege dengeri. Genizo kwanizamu. Ba marika ba omuliro.
Ba
kampinga. Wano kusisebo. Abakabakabaka. Kubanga. Basoka bakecho kubi. Yesule yo mukaga. Obe 13. Taka 2 mu 5. Kama. Ba marika ba omuliro. Bage na maso ba kampinga. Eri erisha. Ba mwetorora. Bazi ba maso. Yes,
Bible Yes, we come in.
Fire.
Okunyaga abaana ba Katonda. Raise up a powerful prayer. Yes. From the place you are. Raise a powerful prayer.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father, above all the heavens. Thank you, Jesus. In the third heaven. Thank you, Holy Spirit. You spread everywhere. And the angels. You working.
Pakaya suwanata, tuwera bawanguzi no kirawo, natugera tubikure fume, eriyo kumanya muri kifo, amanya manjiga yongere, ayibulinga bwe gambye, bakolise chokubiri, esure yokuna, okuba mukaga, akoro musafu, katuna agira musana, wakenga muchisikisha, avuye obugagobu, abuna tembya mafebya pumu, namanya manjiga, yafenga eri kwa ayika tonda.
We will be the final one.
We will be the final one.
We will be the final one.
Mighty ones.